The Committee on Education Post-Secondary will now come to order. Secret, please call the roll.
Chair Clatterwood.
Here.
Senator Simon.
Here.
Senator Berman. Senator Fine.
Here.
Senator Harrell.
Here.
Senator Jones. Senator Rodriguez. Here. A quorum is present.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Members, let's take up tab one, Senate Bill 312 on Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, incorporated by Senator Gates. Senator Harrell will be presenting the bill. There is a strike call. Would you like to take up the strike call amendment?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Yes, let's go ahead and take up the strike call.
Let's take up amendment barcode 647456 by Senator Gates. Senator Harrell, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And this is essentially the same bill. As you may remember, we heard this bill in our last committee meeting, and it's basically a redrafting of the same bill. And to refresh your memories, what Senate Bill 312 does is really relates to the Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, and it really allows them to create various subsidiaries that are approved by the board of directors, of course. And it also clarifies that these subsidiaries have to be nonprofit, just like the original organization. And it requires that the board itself, rather than the university, it requires reporting by the board rather than the University of West Florida. And it creates, it grants subsidiaries the authority to enter into affiliation agreements. The strike all makes minor drafting changes and is really not different at all from the original bill.
Are there questions on the amendment? There is an amendment to the amendment. We will be taking up barcode 602518 by Senator Fine. Senator, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Still trying to figure out how these microphones work. This is an amendment that's consistent with the one that we did last time we heard this bill, that Senator Gates said was friendly, that would again make clear that the current chairman of the University of West Florida Board of Trustees, who I think none of us are super excited about the fact that he's in that role, would not have anything to do with this organization. And hopefully you'll see many more amendments like this for anything having to do with the University of West Florida. And that is the amendment.
Are there questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms for the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to comment that in speaking with Senator Gates, this is still a very friendly amendment.
Senator Fine, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Thank you. I just would ask that folks take from this that this is not just the view of Randy Fine, who has taken issue with, I think, many of the anti-Semitic comments that this chair has made, but I think this is a broader view of the Florida Senate and people on this committee, particularly given related to the misogynistic comments that this man has made. He has no business being in education, fortunately. He lives in Idaho, and hopefully he will stay there. That is the amendment.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the main amendment, barcode 647456. Are there any appearance forms for the main amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Harrell, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. Amendment barcode 633286, adopted at our last meeting, is now out of order. Back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Is there any additional debate on the bill as amended? I would like to thank Senator Fine again for his amendment and for his statements, both on the anti-Semitic and misogynistic comments that have been made very plain to the members of the Senate. Senator Harrell, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And this is simply a very simple bill, sets things very straightforward, especially with the amendment added by Senator Fine, is an outstanding bill to allow the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition to be able to contract with various subsidiaries and form them. And with that, I would ask for your favorable support.
Secret, please call the roll on CS for SB 312.
Senator Berman. Senator Fine.
Yes.
Senator Harrell.
Yes.
Senator Jones. Senator Rodriguez. Senator Simon.
Yes.
Chair Kalatayud.
Yes. By your vote, CCS for SB 312 reported favorably. And now we pass the chair to Chair Simon.
Thank you, Chair Kalatayud. Now let's take up tab two, SB 1624 on higher education by Senator Kalatayud. Senator Kalatayud, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1624 strengthened Florida's higher education system by improving tuition policies, career and technical education, and institutional operations. These changes support Florida's commitment to academic excellence and workforce readiness. This bill requires state universities establish a market rate out-of-state fee for non-resident online students. This ensures Florida's taxpayers are not subsidizing out-of-state students while allowing universities to set competitive rates that reflect actual market demand. This legislation also shifts allocations of financial aid fees and support programs to assist underrepresented students instead of targeting specific gender ethnic minorities. By using a broader term, the state can expand and target low-income access assistance where it's needed most without restriction to predetermined categories. This legislation provides tuition and fee waivers for the active Florida State Guard members for up to 6 credit hours per semester, removes the provision related to the option of setting aside 10% of allocated funds for construction contracts with minority business enterprises. Within the graduation alternative to traditional education, GATE program, offers a unique opportunity for students who have left high school to get back on track. This bill authorizes institutions to partner with online providers for adult education and career instruction and removes the requirement for students to enroll in adult, secondary, and career education coursework simultaneously, modifies the age requirement and initial enrollment, and expands funding use to support marketing and outreach efforts to increase student participation in the GATE program located in rural areas of opportunity. Requires pipeline funds, which reward excellent nursing programs, to be used for healthcare industry-related programs, ensuring funds are directed to critical workforce needs. Renames Hillsborough Community College, which is the last Florida community college, to Hillsborough State College. Changes the name of the Florida Educational Equity Act to the Florida Educational Equality Act, reinforcing Florida's commitment to fairness and equal opportunity, ensuring all students who face economic and educational disadvantage receive generational poverty-disrupting support. This legislation allows the most qualified individuals to serve on the Assisted Technology Council, prioritizing expertise. The UF president, in consultation with the Dean of UF College of Medicine, will now have the authority to appoint members of the advisory board of the Florida Center for Brain Tumor Research. And we are aligning, as the legislature authorized the classical learning test as an entrance exam, qualified to be accepted for admission and eligibility for Bright Future scholarships. It was previously believed all statutes utilizing SAT-ACT scores were updated, but that did not include the statutes regarding preeminent institutions. We are also adapting the definition of an opioid antagonist, revised from just naloxone to an emergency opioid antagonist, to expand options and access to new medications performing the same life-saving function. This legislation also repeals the out-of-state fee waiver for non-resident students with a Florida resident grandparent. Florida's public universities should prioritize Florida residents. This legislation also strengthens the FIU Office of Ocean Economy as a hub for research regarding Florida's maritime industry workforce. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms on the bill? None. Is there any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Senator Kalatayud, you're recognized to close on the bill.
We've closed.
Secret, please call the roll on SB 1624.
Senator Berman. Senator Fine.
Yes.
Senator Harrell.
Yes.
Senator Jones. Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Chair Simon.
Yes.
Senator Kalatayud.
Yes.
And by your vote, SB 1624 is reported favorably. Does any senator wish to record a vote on a bill before the committee today? Seeing none. Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Fine moves we adjourn.